If we were to look at a depiction of a neuron, we would have the cell body, or the soma, the dendrites, which receive information from other neurons, and the axon. The axon is a long protrusion out from the cell body. Axons can be very long, depending on the neuron. And out at the end of the axon, we have the axon terminals, or the terminal buttons. Those little buttons at the end are where the neurotransmitters are secreted. You'll notice a myelin sheath along the axon. These look like hot dog buns. This is a fatty substance which provides insulation for the axon. Think of the axon as an electrical cord because it's carrying electrical information, an electrical charge down from the cell body, down the axon, to the ends of the axon terminals. That electrical charge is then sped along because it's insulated with this myelin sheath. Without the myelin sheath, you have things happen like what we have with multiple sclerosis. Somebody who suffers from multiple sclerosis has symptoms because their myelin sheath has been eaten away. So it's just like losing the insulation on an electrical cord. The electrical information shorts out, and somebody who has multiple sclerosis may have symptoms that include sensory neurons that are shorting out, which results in some kind of a numbness, or they may have some sensory information that's not accurate. This could mean that the myelin sheath has been eaten away, or that motor neurons have been affected, in which case the person might have some kind of clinical symptoms specifically dealing with mobility, some kind of muscle use, being able to focus their eyes, or being able to walk correctly. All of which shows us that the myelin sheath is so important. One of the reasons why infants are so uncoordinated is because this myelin sheath has not developed on their axons yet, so they're unable to have control over their motor neurons like adults.